Zok, the Mishnah, children don't have to fast on Yom Kippur. However, we begin to train them to fast 2 or 3 years before they get the halachic status of adults, so that they get used to fasting and can do so when they are obligated as adults to do so. The Mishnah says that we train children 3 years before adulthood. So why does it also need to say that we train them 2 years prior as well? Obviously, if we train them 3 years before, we train them 2 years before. It's obvious. So Rav Chisda said, the Mishnah is discussing a healthy child who is trained even 3 years prior to adulthood, and also discussing an unhealthy child who has to, you don't do 3 years before, is not strong enough, so you wait till 2 years before. Second, Rav Huna said, with regard to girls, at 8 and 9 years old, they should fast a few hours on Yom Kippur. At 10 and 11 years old, the Rabbanan say that they should complete the fast, and at 12 years old, they have to fast even Dairaisa. Rav Nachman said, with regard to boys, at 9 and 10 years old, they should fast a few hours on Yom Kippur. At 11 and 12 years old, the Rabbanan say that they should complete the fast, and at 13 years old, they have to fast even Dairaisa. Rabbi Yechanan argues and says, the Rabbanan never require that a child should complete the fast. Therefore, girls at 10 and 11 years old should only fast a few hours, and at 12 years old, they have to complete the fast Dairaisa. In fact, our Mishnah says that we train children lifnei shana v'lifnei shtayim, which we explain means 2 or 3 years before adulthood. According to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, who say that we begin training 4 years before, the Mishnah can be understood to mean that we train a healthy child 3 years before, before they even have to complete it derabbanon, which is 4 years before adulthood, and a not healthy child 2 years before he has to complete it deraisa, which is 3 years before adulthood. However, how can Rabbi Yochanan explain this Mishnah? Mar says the Mishnah should be understood as saying we must train a child a year or two before adulthood, a different understanding of the words of the Mishnah like we have until now. Frech, the Gemara Brayta says that children need not fast until a year or two before adulthood. This is problematic according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Mar says the Brayta is referring to completing the entire fast. However, fasting for a few hours begins before that age. Zok the Mishnah, if on Yom Kippur a pregnant woman smells food and has a craving for it, we give her to eat until she calms down. Zok the Mishnah, a sick person is given to eat based on the opinion of doctors. If there are no doctors, we feed him if he feels he needs to eat until he feels that he had enough. Zok the Gemara Brayta says, if a pregnant woman smells carbon meat or meat of a chazer and gets a craving for it, we put a stick into the juice in which the meat was cooked and let her suck on that stick, hoping that it will make the craving go away. If it's not successful in doing so, we give her the juice itself to eat. If that also doesn't work, then we give her the actual fats to eat, because nothing stands in the way of atzilas nefashos except for avodah zarah, gilui aroyos, and shvichas damim. How do we know that for these three averis, then we have to even allow someone to die? Mar says we learned that you have to give your life rather than worship avodah zarah from the pasuk that says b'chol nafshecha v'chol miyadecha. We learned that one must give his life rather than commit gilui aroyos, because the pasuk compares it to murder. And just as one must give his life rather than murder, he has to give his life rather than commit gilui aroyos. The fact that one must give his life rather than murder is based on a logical argument. Why should we be allowed to kill someone else to save our own life? Why is my own life more valuable than the person who I'm going to kill? Mar says, Amai said there was once a pregnant woman who smelled food on Yom Kippur and had a craving. They asked Rebbe what to do. He told him to whisper to her that it's Yom Kippur. When she was told that, her craving went away. Rebbe applied a pasuk to her to suggest that her child will be a holy person. The child turned out to be the Groyser, the Heilige Rabbi Yochanan. There was another maaseh. There was once a pregnant woman who smelled food on Yom Kippur and had a craving. They asked Rabbi Chanina what to do. He told him to whisper to her that's Yom Kippur. When she was told that, her craving continued. Rabbi Chanina applied a pasuk to her to suggest that her child would be a rasha. The child turned out to be Shabsai, who would stockpile produce to artificially increase the price and profit off all the people, especially hurting the poor people.